Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to our final episode for 2021. It's so crazy that we are at the end of another year. This year has absolutely not been what I expected, and I'm sure that's true for so many of you. Honestly, this year has been quite a bit harder than I anticipated, and there were just a lot of unexpected challenges that came up for me personally, for my family, some things we've gone through. However, like in every year, there is so much to find gratitude for and so much to celebrate. Inviting women into spaces where we can reflect on, share, and celebrate these accomplishments really is a goal of mine for this community. It's something I really want us to be doing together. And whenever we put out a call for you all to accomplish something, we want reflection and celebration to be part of that goal being met. Take time to realize how much you do as an artist mother. It's a lot. It's a lot, y'all. And celebrate your wins. Please, please celebrate you and all the work that you do. It seemed really fitting to end the year having you call in and share a big win or something you are celebrating from 2021. First in this episode, you'll hear from myself and my artist mother teammates, Robin Kenny and Mindy Myers, as we share some reflection points for our year and some of the things that we are celebrating. Okay, so we are here as artist mother staff, my amazing team who helps do everything behind the scenes and sometimes not behind the scenes. I feel like we've been trying to show your faces a little more. But Robin Kenny and Mindy Myers are here, and we're going to talk today about just some of the things that we've experienced this year, some of our wins, and then we're going to hear later in the episode about some of the community accomplishments and wins that you all have shared with us. So I have four questions for you guys, and we're going to share a little bit about our own experiences. Let's start with sharing one art career accomplishment. Robin, what was your biggest or one notable art career accomplishment for this year?
I would say one was giving an artist talk for the first time since probably grad school, which was over 10 years ago. So that was a big accomplishment for me, and just going back and just making that happen was a big deal. And then also making my largest piece I've ever made.
Yes.
It took me months. I learned a lot. But that was a big accomplishment.
Yeah. And it's such a great piece. I hope you feel really good about it.
Well, thanks. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Mindy, what was your biggest or a notable art career accomplishment you want to share?
My biggest accomplishment this year was actually getting some time at the stay-home residency to finish an exhibition that installed in November at the St. Kate Arts Hotel in Milwaukee.
Yes. And you want to share just a little bit more about that work?
Yes. So I work on a collaboration with a dear friend, Jenna Freimuth, and we're the Wonder Makers Collective, and we mail embroideries back and forth to each other in the mail, responding intuitively to one another's stitches. And the work is very abstract and aggressively, aggressively thick with stitches, mm-hmm. is a way to describe it. And we had some time this year to take a 1 week residency to really finish up the work that we usually are mailing back and forth. We got to work side by side and pass the works with each other and finish up the show. And that was a huge accomplishment. We worked endlessly that week, tirelessly, and got the work done. And it's installed, and we haven't seen it in person yet, but people are seeing the show and sending us images, and it just feels absolutely amazing that it's up and it's done and it's living in the gallery.
You and Jenna are gonna go have a weekend there to see it, right?
We are. We will actually have a closing reception in April, where we'll be doing a live stitch and artist talks.
That's so awesome.
Wow, yeah. It's up a long time too. That's good.
Yeah.
Because I know you put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called The Wonder Makers, A Cabinet of Curiosities. It's also debuting. We work on embroidery hoops, but this show debuts our large panel pieces that we've been working on. So it's exciting.
That's really exciting. My art career accomplishment is a little non-traditional. Like the thing I thought of was, I don't know, just I feel like I accomplished feeling okay with a not as productive year. I really let go of expectations for myself and my art career this year, and I followed my whims in terms of like leaning into textile work. And I don't know, I feel like, you know, I didn't have really any exhibitions on my schedule, and I really wasn't that down about it. I was honestly kind of like, yes, I need space to just play and to let go of expectations and just like, you know, and it's a good thing because I ended up not having as much time and space as I would have otherwise liked to have had. But I don't know, like I guess I didn't feel as lost as maybe I thought I would have. And I'm proud of myself for that, that I just allowed myself space to like experiment a lot this year and not feel like bad about it. With that being said, I also think an accomplishment was doing a family residency. We went out to Colorado and did a residency at Elsewhere Studios in Paonia. And while that residency was not anywhere near what I thought it was going to be in terms of like what art I made out there, it was just a really great experience for my family and kind of seeing that place and seeing how other artists and art communities are doing things was like really inspiring. So I guess those are my biggest wins. What about personal accomplishments for this year? This could be motherhood related or just something in your own life that you've discovered or, you know, accomplished that you want to share. Robin, back to you.
Yeah. So this was kind of a hard question because nothing was really jumping out at me about personal accomplishments. But I think overall, and maybe this is just coming with age, but just learning more about what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, and it's okay to not be good at everything, which is hard for me because I try to be, not to get back to Enneagram all the time, but like as a type five, I'm like, and I know Barbara Campbell Thomas, you're out there listening to this. We've had so many conversations about this. I know you feel me on this. Like this thing of competency and, I don't have to be perfect at everything, but I just like, I don't like that feeling of not being able to be competent in an area. And it's so, but that's crazy to think that you can be, you know? So just leaning in, like learning how to, I'm also not good at asking for help. So learning to lean into others' strengths and being able to celebrate the things that I'm good at too. So just kind of, I guess that as an overall personal.
I love that, Robin. Mindy, what about you? Personal accomplishment from this year?
My big personal accomplishment was I started the year telling myself I was going to move forward with intention instead of habit. And I think it's something I did really well this year. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing things that benefited me and my goals for the year. And I worked really hard at that. And I was looking at my my manifesto that I wrote at the beginning of last year, and my biggest goal was financial freedom. And I did it.
You did it.
Oh, good. It feels like I am, I made big, hard decisions at the beginning of the year, and now I'm at the end of the year, and it feels really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't, I mean, I know we were talking about this last night, but it's just hard to put into words, like just the big changes that you've made this year and the journey that you've really put yourself on. And it's so inspiring to watch you like really just dig in and make your life what you want it to be.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
It feels like one of those accomplishments where it feels like an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, it feels like I did it.
Right.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I can't wait to see. I feel like you're on this, like 2022 is like this precipice that you're just getting ready to launch off of.
I believe I can fly.
2022 is the year of Mindy Sue. Thank you.
I love it. My personal accomplishment, the first thing I thought of was Finley and River are in school and they're like thriving and we've never had kids in school ever. And, you know, that was like a huge transition for my family. And while I think my expectations for what my time and schedule would look like were a little unrealistic because I was like, oh, I'll only have one kid at home. And it's like, well, he's a 3-year-old. Like, it's just, you know, but I feel like we have really, I don't know, leaned into like connecting with our community and their school communities and getting involved. And, you know, just as a mom, like seeing your kids, like feeling like you made the right decision.
Yep.
Moving forward for making a big change for our life. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons we wanted to move to Fort Wayne was because of better schooling opportunities. And like, you know, to have had my kids start at an arts magnet school that we just like, it just feels very, like a big accomplishment. And also just like, I can't believe like, this is what we put out into the universe that we wanted. And like, it's like our dream school that they're in. So fingers crossed Zeke gets into it next year.
Oh, do you have to do it every year?
Zeke's not in it yet. So, So it's a lottery system. So hopefully like Finley and River, once you're in the track, you're in it for, you know, till high school when, like there's an arts magnet school up through 9th grade.
Okay.
And then we'll make some different choices based on like high school, but Zeke still has to apply for the lottery and get in. So
okay,
we'll see. Yeah. Okay. Biggest lesson learned this year or kind of inspiration that you're taking into the new year for some changes that you want to make, Robin?
So screen time. I think, you know, I often view like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna sit down and like scroll for a minute just to relax or whatever. And it's not really that relaxing. And I think I've just I'm finally learning that it's there's so many other better things that I could do besides just sitting down and scrolling on my phone. And so I just less screen time. And I know that's kind of like an obvious one or like a one that everybody does, but I just, I think that's something else I learned this year just about myself and even just like scrolling when your kids are trying to get your attention and, You know, it's like, what am I really
stress scrolling?
stress scrolling. And what is it that I'm really looking for? Like mm-hmm. When I'm just mindlessly scrolling, like, what am I really looking for? And, so that's one of my biggest lessons, I think.
I think that's a huge one. And like, I think that for me, that's one that I have to continually learn, like, mm-hmm. or it's like, I'll go in and out of like, you know, not living with, like, habit and intention, right, Mindy? Like,
right.
You know, I'll go in and out of like, am I using this with intention or am I just like mm-hmm. using this out of habit? And I think that's a great one to share.
Well, and even like if I'm, cause I'm here at the house by myself, like most days, which is my blissful existence is me alone in my house. That is my favorite thing. Instead of like at lunch, like when I take a break or whatever from whatever, you know, just having a book out mm-hmm. ready for me to read instead of just picking up my phone, you know, mm-hmm. just little things like that to kind of change my mindset.
Yep. I love that. Mindy, biggest lesson you learned and inspiration for some changes for 2022?
My biggest lesson was really, really understanding that I need to be able to pivot and change my definition of success and what mm-hmm. that means as an artist specifically. I was a stay-at-home mom for so long and had this routine of my daughter going to school and having all this studio time to really take care of admin stuff and build new bodies of work and, you know, get shows knocked out. And this year that really changed for me. And at first it was like, it was really hard to not have that time in the studio that I was accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about like, what are my goals and my purposes as an artist? And, you know, how can I go forward and find this new definition of success? Because before it was like, successful to me meant that I was constantly making work and I was experimenting and doing all these new things. And I've had to shift that to success now means that I am able to use my studio time with intention. And I'm still getting to experiment, but I need to give myself grace for the other aspects in my life that take up some more room now, mm-hmm. to help me with the other part of the goals I have, like the financial stability and, mm-hmm. you know, having a nice, warm, cozy place for me and my daughter to live. So that was a big lesson, was that shifting the definition of success and being okay with, making some changes to how I use my studio time.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspiration, really, I think I've been really inspired this year by watching all sorts of women do this juggle. And it's mm-hmm. whether it's like juggling studio time or mother duties or even time for self-care, which we talked a lot about on the morning show this year. It was just so great to see everybody finding that space for themselves mm-hmm. and finding different ways, seeing different women show up for themselves in different ways. And I found that inspiring.
It's really good.
I think the biggest lesson I learned this year, again, like, I don't know, it just kind of feels like an obvious one, but it's not your lesson until you really experience it, right? Mm-hmm. But just that I need more space. Like metaphorical space in my life. Stephanie Zito, on the podcast panel recording at Painting at Night, she talked about how her life, like, she's always filling up everything in her life, including the margin, and how there's no margin in her life for anything. And her piece in the Painting at Night looks like this big scrolly pillow. And I actually didn't realize until I saw that work in person that it is supposed to represent like the margin of like a white yellow pad or a yellow pad of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've been feeling that and thinking that and like channeling, like having so much stress and anxiety building up inside me because I just don't have like the mental time and space to process stuff. And it didn't, like, I didn't have clarity for what I needed until Stephanie kind of was really talking about that. And I was like, that's my problem, is there's no margin, you know?
Right.
And that's been really made, like, when things are going well in my life, it's not a problem that I don't have margin because it's like everything is operating as it should, right? Like all the balls are in the air. But there's been some like really hard things that have happened in my life this year. And to not have space for yourself to, you know, process like your own life and the hard things that come in your life, like that, like, it's just like, wow, I literally don't have time to grieve these losses, or I literally don't have, you know, mental space to process like the death of somebody I love, or like the continual like effects of COVID, or, you know, and part of that is because, not to always blame the 3-year-old, but like I'm with my third kid all the time and, you know, he's not potty trained. And so we haven't been able to get him into like any programming. And, you know, that's just, it's been hard. Like, it's not his fault, but it's like, I feel like as a mom, like I was like, okay, I have 2 kids in school. Like I'm ready. Like it's, now is my time. And then, you know, it just didn't happen to like get him into a situation where like I was afforded more space. And now I'm just like, I need this. So like, I told John, I was like, your Christmas present to me is you are potty training Zeke over Christmas break. Like, I don't care if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom with him for 2 days straight. I will make you food and slide it through the door. But like, I can't do it. I don't have the mental space or the patience right now to do it because I am just maxed out. Like, I'm asking, like, I need you to do this for me.
Potty training is the worst.
It's the worst. So fingers crossed, I get what I want for Christmas, people. but it's not just about him. It is about the intentionality of leaving space, like not filling every day up to the max. Like it's not about like my 3-year-old. It's about my habit of, oh, I have like an afternoon, let me add something else to my to-do list, you know? And Stephanie really talked about that really eloquently in that, I think it's episode 111 is the right number, but just like, I need more space for mental thinking, for studio time. I need my studio like finished. Like I need physical space for my art practice. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something I'm going to be thinking about and trying to carve out more of in 2022. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, this is like a brief one, but just, I did some tarot cards with some friends this weekend and it was like, it's like a motherhood deck and I drew the monkey card and I was like, monkey, like why, you know, what is this like monkey card? And it was all about lightening up. And I really think that is a big part of my stress and anxiety is that I take everything so seriously. And I just like, I need to just lighten up a little bit, you know, like, I mean, I really do. Like, it's hard to admit that. I feel like I'm a very positive person and like outgoing and, but everything is so intentional and intense and like I just need to lighten the f up in 2022. So you know, like,
yeah,
and it's not about like being silly necessarily, but just like not taking things so seriously and like having more room for like play and joy.
Well, and not letting everything have the same weight. Like everything is heavy. Everything.
Yes.
Is heavy.
No. Like, yeah. Like creating space for things to not be heavy, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's technically two lessons, but, okay. One thing from Artist Mother Community that you are celebrating this year, Robin, what's your things you're feeling really good about?
So I think even though I wasn't able to go, sadly, the Painting at Night exhibition, I just love that we do this every year. And I think that's a huge time to celebrate with, mm-hmm. You know, because it's all artist mother work, mm-hmm. and a lot of it does directly relate to caregiving, mothering, you know, just, but I think kind of in tandem with that, also seeing people that I met in this community, in the Artist Mother community, like at the retreat in 2019, like at the very beginning of like this whole journey, and seeing how far they've come, mm-hmm. like I'll give a couple shout outs, Marin, mm-hmm. and Megan Shope. I mean, just
Dara,
like Dara, and just seeing how far, I mean, there's several others we could obviously mm-hmm. mention, but, you know, those stood out to me, but just seeing how far they've come in their own journey and how far, like seeing how much their art has grown, mm-hmm. and just continually making time for their art practice, mm-hmm. is so inspiring to see their journey. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big accomplishment
for our community. I just have to echo too that, like, you know, for me, like I know people say like that artist mother like impacts their life and stuff, but I feel like what the example that you brought up of like meeting people at a retreat and talking a little bit about their art and like learning about them. And some of them even feeling like, is this retreat for me? I don't know if I'm really an artist. And then like watching them like enroll in crit groups and like participate and like just kind of get on the train of like the stuff that we're trying to put out into the world. And then seeing like them juried into this big group show out of like 450 like submissions, you know, I don't know. It feels like to me, that's like a tangible, like, oh my God, what we do matters. You know, mm-hmm. like I can see how what we do is like affecting people's work and lives. And I don't know, like, I don't like take the time to like really think about those threads a lot. And just, it feels like really meaningful to kind of make those connections.
Yeah.
Mindy, what about you? One thing from the Artist Mother community you're celebrating this year.
I am celebrating just the unequivocal community that we have with Artist Mother. Like I mentioned before, at the beginning of the year, really when I first started with Artist Mother, as a staff member, I mean, I was involved in the community before that. It's just been with all the changes and experiences I've had this year, these women have shown up in mm-hmm. ways that I never would have expected. And it's been a true, like really showing me a true meaning of friendship and community and what it means to really care about what you're doing and who you surround yourself with. It hasn't been an easy year, and coming to the end of the year, I've felt so motivated and excited for the new year, and there's been some really unexpected tragedy that's happened, and it's just with the way that my friends have shown up. I mean, it's been a whole community of like true friends, and it's something it's like reading Little Women or something. Just like, it feels like that. It just feels like this really beautiful place, where where you are seen for who you are and people want to, everybody cares about you. Like, and it goes for, and it's not just me. I mean, I see it happening with other people in our community too, that we're here, we're really here for each other in a very tangible way. Mm-hmm. And I have these deep friendships with women I've never physically met before because of the network and doing this work. And it's just, it's something that it sort of blows me away and really fills my heart.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, ditto. Like
yep.
we're all real people. And I think that's like, you know, something when some of us who were there at Painting at Night were together, like, I know I came back from the weekend and was telling you guys that it's like everybody in this community is like good people, you know, like they're all people that, you know, you get stranded in an airport and you want to spend 4 hours drinking Bloody Marys with, and like, you know, it's just like, they're all people that you have this connection, and like, you might have so much diversity in like your life background or your experiences, but like, I don't know. There's like, and I'm sure there's rotten apples out there, but like, genuinely every artist mother that I've met, either virtually or in person because of this community, is like somebody that I want to literally be friends with, you know, mm-hmm. like somebody that I want to get to know more. And a lot of times we do end up like having that experience, and that's, I don't know. It's just like, how are you such a great person? And like, you're here and we're all here together and we have this like energy and I don't know. I'm waxing poetic, but it's just, it's true.
It is. So I, you know, like on the network, when I'm talking to people on the network, I'm always talking about how this is a place where you can find tangible community. Like, this is a place where we have different groups you can belong to. We have, you know, all this stuff. And then, but really it's like, it's on the network, but it like oozes out of whatever screen you are on, if it's your laptop or your phone or your tablet. And it's something that's really, it's like a little kindling of a fire of artist mothers that like a little candlelight that comes out and nestles itself into your heart.
Yep.
it's really
magical. We're getting all like Shakespearean over here.
I know.
Oh, it's true. It's so true. Yeah. I mean, I think the things I'm celebrating, like so many, and you know, you're in the grind of doing the work and you don't realize like how much you've accomplished and how much you've done. But that's why I just, even though this is a hard time of year, I love this time of year for the intentional reflection that we try to build in, and doing it together as a community has been so great. Like, you know, the last morning show and some other like places that I'm connecting with people, to like reflect, but yeah, like we have done so much and there's so much to celebrate. We did our 100th episode. You know, now we're at, I don't know, like 113, 14 something. Like that feels really big. And Painting at Night was such a success this year. And like, just the figuring out the system for like us facilitating Painting at Night doesn't mean that we have to do all the work, Robin, like we can partner with a gallery and like, it can be a good relationship and we can make this successful. Like even that, like just figuring that system out felt so, cause it's like, I see the vision now for the future of like what we need this show to be. And it's like that, like having that understanding, you know, going through like another successful round of Crit Group and wearing all the hats, like just feeling like we, you know, we talked about this last night in our staff celebration, but just how the first couple years of this podcast was really, we were just like flying by the seat of our pants. Like we didn't know, like everything felt new and stressful. And like this year, I feel like we were like, no, this is what we do. Like, this is what we offer the world. These are our gifts. Like, these are the things as a staff that like we do well. Like, these are the roles that this is what we have time for. You know, just, I felt like we really, like we let the dust settle a little bit, and it was like, I don't know, like just the predictability of what we're offering our community felt really generative for me this year. Even though it was still a lot of work, and of course there's still new things, new ideas that I'm sure we're going to follow and new whims that'll come up, but like just kind of, I feel like we have our structure now of like what it is and what we do. And I think we really nailed that down this year. And that's a really exciting place to be.
I think it felt really good too, to look at everything we do and see like this community that we have and all these things we offer and think like, wow, we really do a lot. It's like pretty incredible.
Yeah, we do. And like, yeah. And we have the power to, not the power, but well, we have the power. Why can't women claim that word?
We have the power.
But we have the power to like make decisions about whether something is working or is a good fit for our community, and like make changes if things aren't serving people. And like just, I felt more empowered like in the work that we're doing this year. And that felt really good. And I think another just big point of celebration is like launching the network. And I know not everyone in our community is on the network, and that's fine. But for me, like for us as a staff, the network has really become this like container for what we do. And like, it feels like everything is kind of funneled through the network. Like, whereas before, everything felt a little like, well, this is over here and this is over there. And that like, there was no kind of gathering place, like there was no container for our community. There was no, we didn't have a place like to meet or to talk or to extend the conversation or to share things. And the network really feels like, whether you're on it or not, like it feels like the place where we kind of, it's like our touchstone for everything we do. And I feel like that is like really a really important part of the work that we do. And I didn't know that, you know, like I knew it was something we needed, but I didn't know what it exactly would look like. And, you know, there's still things about it that like bug me sometimes in terms of like just working with Mighty Networks in particular. But, I think for us though, as a community, like it was the right move. And at the time I didn't know that. I was really having a lot of anxiety about launching it. I mean, this time last year, is it right? Is it not right? Is this what people need? Like, do we need it as a staff? Is it going to be this big headache? But now that we've like settled in, we see what we can do with it. We have some structure. It's like, yes, like this was the right decision, you know? And, yeah.
Well, and there's so much on it. Like there's so many resources, not only from like, you know, artist talks or whatever, or, but just from people commenting.
Like, yeah. Hey, well, and it offers us access to each other in a way. Yeah. Like it's, for me, it's about the access. Like it's like somebody comes across an article and they share it, you know, like it's different to like follow somebody on Instagram and they share something or you have a conversation there. But like, this is like,
more people can join.
We all are connected to each other there, you know, and that is like so meaningful. And we haven't had that before, you know? So I think that's a huge thing to celebrate.
Yeah, it's really exciting because last year when we did our staff podcast episode, we were talking about how excited we were to launch the network and the nerves behind it. And now we're about a year in and it's like, wow, I mean,
I know.
I can't imagine not
having it.
No, I can't imagine it
not being a part. And it's allowing, it's another place, like you said, Kaylin, like it's a container for everything. And one of the things that it does contain is these groups that allow people to gather in person in their city.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a organizational place for that too. So it's just exciting.
It is exciting. We're doing the work, guys. We're doing it. Well, just to everyone listening, you know, we love you guys so much. And really everything we do here as a staff is to serve you and to just help you have access to each other, because that like connection is really such a lifeline. Whether you knew you needed it before like you found us or not, I think once you get it, you're like, I can't imagine my life without other artist mothers in it, you know? And yep. Like if we can provide a space for like that kind of experience to happen for you, like that, you know, it makes all of this worth it.
Enrollment is open for the 6th round of our popular Crit Group Crew program. The Crit Group program places you in a group of 3 to 4 women plus a mentor, and this time a visiting artist or arts professional. Your group will meet over 3 months, providing an intimate network of accountability and encouragement for each other. Signups for this program right now are limited to just twice a year, so definitely don't miss your opportunity to join us. This program is really for you if you want constructive and helpful feedback on your work, if you have questions that you might want to wrestle with over time with the feedback of a small group, if you're looking to connect with other artist mothers, if you're needing the accountability of peers and others who are engaged in an art practice, if you don't really have a lot of people in your life to talk shop with or discuss your work, if you need connection with other artist mothers but are limited in the time you can commit to building your own community. And this program is really great because it's all done through the flexibility of the internet. It's a virtual program, so your group will meet on Zoom and connect over another channel like Instagram or WhatsApp. So it's really catered to your own schedule and needs of the specific group. And really, we love this program because it just provides you with that deep engagement about your practice that it's hard to get from social media or more short-term relationships that you build within the art career. So as I mentioned, a new aspect of this program is that we are pairing each mentor with a visiting artist or arts professional who will visit your group to give critique on your work. So you can consider the role of your mentor as your facilitator, your encourager, your cheerleader, and then the role of the visiting artist or arts professional that's paired with your mentor is to drop in and give you solid feedback on your work. So you can expect to receive in-depth feedback and critique on your work, weekly connections and conversations with your group facilitated by your mentor, the opportunity to perfect and present an artist talk to your group, access to the Artist Mother Network, which is our online platform created specifically for our community. Plus, there will be 3 special programs on our network for all of the Crit Group participants. We are so excited about the changes and the tweaks that we continue to make to this program. We're just trying to get it to be the best it can be for everyone. And we have a stellar lineup of mentors and visiting artists this time around. You never know who's able to commit and what seasons of life will bring them into a mentorship role. So if there's somebody you see on our roster, definitely don't miss your chance to sign up and work with that person. Enrollment is open now, November 22nd, until groups are filled and space is definitely limited. Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays, and we hope to see you in Crit Group.
Hi, artist moms. I'm Anna Baer. I am an abstract expressionist painter. I'm American, but I'm based in Heidelberg, Germany. And I paint mostly large scale work, quite soft, minimalistic, but sometimes also quite loud and bright. I have two children, two boys, Vigo, who's 4, and Sierra Pax, who's 2. They're finally in kindergarten and daycare, so I'm having full days in the studio. My biggest accomplishment this year, which is honestly a fucking dream come true, is that I have supported my family and been the sole breadwinner for my family for the past year. So all of 2021, I made over $50,000 worth of sales with my art business, and I am so over the moon. I am an art teacher. Well, I studied art, was an art teacher for 5 years, and now I've been painting full-time for 6 years since I've had my children and been pregnant, and it's possible, you know, it's crazy. And my husband's a musician, so his gigging just stopped. And my work picked up, and I've been hustling and working and doing as much as possible. It only means about 30 paintings in the year, but I've just showed up for myself day after day, and it's really paid off. And I'm going to take myself on a solo vacation in January, and I can't wait. It's really, really been so special. So thanks for celebrating with me, and come say hi on the socials. I'm Olive Green Anna on Instagram, but you can find me by searching Anna Bear, B-A-E-R. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Artist Mother Podcast. This is Kelly Marshall, a multidisciplinary artist based out of Seattle, Washington. I have two boys, ages 14 and 11. And this year, I'm celebrating the accomplishment of finding my voice. This is a really big deal. 2021, I've had some of the hardest critiques of my art career and life. Thanks, grad school. Some of the biggest wins. So excited to get into the Painting at Night exhibition and the You're Not Wonderful Just Because You're a Mother exhibition, and a few others. And lots of really amazing things have happened. Lots of also really hard things have happened. But in all of that, I found that I have something to say, and that something matters. And in order to celebrate that, I am just going to give myself a little bit of grace. I think that that's something that's really hard for especially mothers and people in care roles to do. I am going to let go of some of the perfectionism, as we know that's a form of white supremacy. I'm going to take time to really be present with my family and with my art and actually enjoy what I am doing and allow myself to feel good about it. And that is, I think, something that I know has been missing in my life for a long time, and I'm really excited to be able to do that. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for a wonderful year.
My name's Elizabeth McMahon, and I live in upstate New York, kind of in the Finger Lakes district, and I have grown children, 39 and 36, but I have a Vivian who's 3 years old. One of the big goals for me this past year was to get out of my area, to put my art elsewhere and try to find a support audience, people. And thanks to the Artist Mother Crit groups, I gained the confidence, which I used to have when I was in my 30s, but to make the effort to respond to calls. And as luck would have it, I got into a whole bunch of shows this year all over the world. South Korea, Milwaukee, Illinois, Texas. So it's been really exciting. And how am I going to celebrate? I'm going to celebrate by stoking the confidence furnace and trying to stay afloat of all those fears of, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm not any good. Baloney. I'm going to be a strong person about who I am. I'm an artist. Ta-da! Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Poonam. I'm a mixed media and acrylic artist, and I'm based in Kent in the United Kingdom. I'm originally from Kenya, born and raised there, but moved to England. I have two kids, an 8-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. I wanted to talk about the question around biggest accomplishment this year, and I'd say that I think there's lots of hangover from 2020. People are still very, you know, nervous about going out and opening up back to the world, and there's still a lot of hesitation. I know I feel it. And one of the biggest things that I've felt is all that heavy emotion that we've all been dealing with for the last 18 months. For me, we lost my grandfather in April, and he's been living since 2017 without my grandmother, who we lost suddenly. And to watch him without her has been, or was, of quite a painful process, because they were best friends. They were married when they were very young, teenagers, and they had a very happy, peaceful marriage. One thing that they taught us was balance and the importance of balance within family, and I wanted to capture that through my work somehow. He was very strong, very sort of silent, but he had an aura of and a presence of calmness and decisiveness. And she was kind and nurturing and loving. And together they created this beautiful balance in our family. We were raised by them as well as our parents. And I always felt like they were a second parent to us. So I wanted to take what they had taught us and capture that essence somehow. And I work with landscapes and seascapes, mainly focusing on the sky as my focus, and the clouds and the texture within the cloud, the movement and the flow. I genuinely believe that there is a connection between us. And I love sitting and watching the sky. It really helps calm and center me. And there was that connection between them and between what the sky means to me. And I would say that for me, that was my biggest accomplishment this year, was to be able to capture that balance on canvas through what I call the fragments of time. And it was remembering moments of being with them and things that happened in our lives. And each of those pieces has a special place now within a captured memory for me. I hope you enjoyed that. And I look forward to another one of these soon.
Hello, my name is MJ Benson, and I'm located in South Portland, Maine, in the United States. My medium as an artist is paint, and lots of different kinds: oil, acrylic, encaustic, watercolor, you name it, I'll paint with it. And I have two kids. They are 16, a boy, and 18, a girl, who just went off to college this year. And one thing as an artist that I'm really proud of accomplishing this year is turning the lemons that I've had in my life. basically having no plans for this year, COVID throwing everything into a tailspin, and really taking those lemons and not just making them into lemonade, but into like a really good martini. So I went from having nothing planned to getting a grant from the state to do a project for next year. I have a show up at the Maine State House right now. I was part of the Maine Audubon auction this year, and I've sold a lot of work. So it just kind of went from 0 to 60. So I'm really proud of that. It was a lot of hard work and nothing that I really expected to actually get done this year. So, and how I'm going to celebrate that is my husband and I always joke, it's just me working in my studio. I don't really have any staff or studio assistants or anything like that. So when it comes to holiday time, we have a staff, quote, holiday party, and it usually consists of us going out for a really nice meal. And so that's how we're going to celebrate this year, and we're going to take the kids too. I also did get my daughter off to college this year, which was pretty amazing as a parent. I'm really proud of all the things that we accomplished this year, especially given the crazy situation and the shifting sands under our feet this year. So here comes 2022, and who knows what's going to happen then. Thanks. Bye.
My name is Victoria Smits. I live in Eugene, Oregon. I'm an interdisciplinary artist. Right now, I'm working on a variety of different projects. One is a soft sculpture. I'm having another sculpture fabricated. I am working on some clay pieces, some video work, and also a larger collaboration with another local artist here in Eugene. I have 4 children. My oldest son is 28. I have a daughter who's 25, a stepson who's 25, and then also my youngest is 11, and he is in 5th grade. I would have to say the accomplishment that I'm celebrating this year is my starting of an MFA. I am 55 and graduated from college with a BA in English and Art and secondary education, and did end up going on to getting a master's in English education soon after, but have always wanted to get an MFA and felt like that was my true direction. And for a lot of familial reasons, some hardships around divorce and other things that came up in my life, I just have never, ever been able to pursue it. And despite the fact that I often felt the universe was pointing me in that direction and reminding me I need to find a way to make this happen. So in 2019, I started a mentorship under Lenka Clayton. Lenka is an amazing artist who also created the Artist Mother, Artist Residency in Motherhood, I should say, idea and open source project. And so I worked with her for almost 2 years to get ready for my application process and to just get my practice going, getting my head back into making work as opposed to critiquing work like I did mostly during my time as a high school art teacher. So I began my low residency in studio at the School of Art Institute of Chicago this summer and will be graduating in 2023. And I'm super thrilled about it. That's how I feel I've most showed up for myself in the last year. And I think in most ways it ends up being a exponential kind of thing in terms of how I show up for my family, because I am happier and a better person when I'm pursuing what I know is the thing I'm supposed to be pursuing.
Hi, I'm Amber Pipcorn from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and my Instagram handle is Sun Wilder Studio. I have an almost 4-year-old and a just turned 2-year-old who are currently in the other room watching Team Amizumi so that I can record this. And I will also be welcoming baby number 3 around the end of January. Most of my work is painting and drawing, but I have recently been incorporating some mixed media and dabbling in fiber art. I often use self-portraiture in my work to investigate, process, communicate, and to connect. A huge accomplishment that I'm celebrating this year is co-curating and organizing an exhibition with fellow artist mama and dear friend Bobby Ree Cobb. The show opened up in October in this wonderful gallery space in the Grafton Arts Mill. It was called Parallel and was comprised of 21 artist mothers and their pieces about motherhood. Seeing the show finally come to fruition, the culmination of over 2 years of hard work balanced in between mothering, was surreal and filled me with so much pride. To celebrate and keep the momentum of the show going, I not only finally joined the Artist Mother Network, but I also figured out how to turn some unused storage space into a cozy home studio. I'm so excited to have a space just for creating and dedicated to the artist portion of my identity. I'm going to spend as much time in there making and catching up on the network's artist talks as my third trimester energy levels will allow. We'll see. I'm hoping that front-loading some creative time will help me settle into that new baby pause with peace. I am so grateful to Kaylin and to the artist mother community for being a constant source of inspiration, acceptance, and validation. This is Amber Pipcorn of Sun Wilder Studio. Thank you.
My name is Nina Wood, and I live on Long Island in New York. I make watercolor, figurative paintings, and mixed media abstract works. I'm a mother to 3 children, 3 adult children, and I have 2 adult stepdaughters as well. This year, I successfully achieved finding a community of artists who are mothers through the Artist Mother Network. I consider this one of my greatest accomplishments because this community and the work that they do has been a driving force for encouragement for me to do all the things I need to begin achieving my artistic goals. And I'm so excited because I know there is so much more to come from this community and all the ways that we show up for each other. Also, my youngest two children have been away at college, allowing for quiet, reflective time on some of my experiences through motherhood. I acknowledge now how my children are growing into kind, responsible, and appreciative adults. This too makes me feel accomplished. I'm celebrating these accomplishments by moving into a larger studio space in my home. This move involves my two youngest children, who still live with us when they come home from college, shifting their bedrooms along with other house renovations. In doing this, I feel supported by the Artist Mother Network and podcast, and also by the giving and willingness of my children and my husband to give up space for my art practice. I'm grateful for and I celebrate all of this support. Thank you so much, Artist Mother Network.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Howell. I'm an abstract painter living in Wilmington, Delaware. I have a 6-year-old and an 18-month-old child. In 2021, I revived a long dormant artistic practice. By the end of 2020, while the world continued to fall apart, I found my head swirling with ideas, and it seemed as if the only relief would be to paint them. But with a pandemic and a 6-month-old baby, a 5-year-old and a full-time job, I just couldn't find a way to make it happen. So I surprised myself by bravely asking others to support me. I asked my husband if he wouldn't mind me leaving for 2 weeks so that I could go somewhere and paint these ideas out of my head. And I asked my job if they could give me an extra 2 weeks of paid time so that I could go somewhere and paint these ideas out of my head. And then I asked the state of Delaware if they wouldn't mind maybe giving me a little bit of money so that I could buy supplies to go somewhere and paint these ideas out of my head. And then I asked my mom if I could stay with her for 2 weeks and paint in her basement. At the beginning of 2021, I received a grant from the Delaware Division of the Arts to buy supplies needed for my self-imposed artist residency. My husband and my job cheered me on, and of course, my mom was delighted to greet me after a day in the studio with a glass of wine and some chit-chat. When I got home from this residency, I had painted these ideas out of my head. But to my surprise, there were many more. I kept going, and I made the space and time in my life to support it. And it feels really, really good to have that fire lit again.
My name is Shweta Bist. I live in New York City, where I work as an independent photographer and photographic artist. I have two daughters who are ages 8 and 11, but are on the verge of turning a year older this winter. This year has been about developing my voice as an artist, and standing up for the time I have needed to grow my practice. I am grateful for the opportunities I've had to exhibit my work this year. However, the accomplishment I am celebrating this year is coming into my own as a woman and an artist, having the courage to put myself out there, learning to trust my instincts, and listening to my inner voice. I believe that the only thing I truly have is this moment. Therefore, I like to reward myself frequently, even if it's in small doses. And the things that make me happy are little things like having a cup of tea in silence while staring at the sky, cuddling with my daughters, just taking in all their love. A solo walk in the park, a few hours alone with my camera or a book of poetry. As this year comes to a close, it is my ambition to reward myself with a week of morning tea in silence. Yes, a week. Make a huge snowman with the girls, complete with eyes, nose, buttons, and a scarf. And have the family prepare dinner at least 2 times, if not more, over the holiday break. Thanks for listening.
Jenny Trail Schaefer of Durham, North Carolina. Watercolors and oils. My kids are ages 8 and 13. This year was a huge transition for myself and my family. I moved with my family from New Jersey in July and shut down my art business from New Jersey. I went out of New Jersey with a backyard art show that I offered for my clients as a last opportunity to come and collect my work and meet with me. It proved to be an amazing success, and it was a great note to leave New Jersey on and to pick everything up and move to a brand new place. So I think my biggest accomplishment was not actually, the show itself was amazing and a huge success. And I threw it together in a month's time. But really, the bigger success, I think, is having the courage and the fortitude to make the transition, to move forward with such a huge change, and to keep looking forward. I'm now in Durham, North Carolina, and I've been in the midst of renovating a studio in my home. It's been a very slow process, but I'm embracing it, and I know that in a short while, I'm going to have a new space to work in. And I've been going through that process. I've really taken a lot of time off from my work as we initially moved here to help my kids, helping them adjust to a brand new state, a brand new place. Leaving family was number one on my priority list. So I was able this year to move them, be present for them, to work through some really big feelings, highs and lows, and be able to come back to my work, which I'm eagerly anticipating over the next few months as my studio gets closer to being finished.
We are so excited to share that we made a studio planner. This baby has been years in the works, and we are thrilled that it is finally in the world and ready for you to buy and start using. Manifesting Magic is an undated year-long studio planner for studio-based artists. Use this planner to goal set and plan out a great year in your studio. This planner includes 12 blank monthly spreads, 60 blank weekly spreads with to-do lists, priorities tabs, and a space for writing your weekly mantras and gratitude. Inspiring bonus activities are included at the beginning of the planner, featuring a Writing Your Artist Declaration section, Writing Your Artist Manifesto worksheets, goal setting worksheets, art submission worksheets, an art admin task list to keep track of everything you want to do and accomplish. Reflection pages and prompts are included at the end of each month, and a yearly one to finish out the year. So it's kind of like a workbook and a planner together. We left this planner undated so that it can be purchased anytime, and you can dive right in to making things happen for your art career. Really, we created something that we needed here and that we wanted to use for ourselves. And we hope this planner brings you more clarity and focus in the studio. We know it will provide you with space to keep track of everything, including studio notes, submission deadlines, and more. Grab Manifesting Magic on Amazon. Simply search Manifesting Magic, a yearly studio planner for artists, or head to the link on our Instagram for a direct link to the book. Happy magic making, artist mothers! As I mentioned previously in this episode, this year felt like a really good one for artist mother as a whole. We've settled into a rhythm together as a community and established some structures that I hope will start to feel predictable and comfortable for all of you. We are really doing life together. Like, tangibly, it feels like we are on this road, on this path, on this journey together. And I feel so much gratitude for that. Wishing you so much light and love for your family this holiday season. We can't wait to do 2022 with you. Artist Mother friends, we'll see you in the new year. The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.